Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungela. On this episode, we have Courtney LaCourte join us. She is a chef. You may know her as the Cheese Gal. She blew up on Instagram with her cheese boards, and she joins us today. And not only we get into attitudes and gratitudes, but she actually gives us some tips. I asked her like what her top three tips were to look like you're prepared for people coming over, but really it's just things you had around the house. So helpful. I really can't wait to implement these things. And we get into it with her. She was so fun. You guys are really going to enjoy this conversation. And as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a comment somewhere. And if you want to call and tell us what you are grateful for, or if you want to tell us your mattitude these days, your mattitude or your gratitude, call us at this phone number, Danielle.
747-300-5380.
Call us. Give us your gratitude or your gratitude. And we can't wait to hear from you. Don't forget, I'm on tour.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Family reunion tour.
Family reunion tour. If you're listening, I'm showing my t-shirt because I'm wearing a t-shirt that says family reunion tour. I'm on tour right now. Get tickets or whatever city is closest to you. And I'm going to be announcing more cities soon as well. So keep an eye out for that. Angela.com. Get your tickets for the family reunion tour. I can't wait to see you. And I hope you enjoy this episode of Fungela with Courtney LaCourte.
Does my hair look whack?
No.
Are you sure?
Okay. No.
I'm on and I would tell you the truth. Number eight.
What?
It's my secret.
What is it? Tell me.
Well, I've like trained my hair not to get oily. It's
first
a thing.
First of all, tell me about this.
Honestly, it's something I'm proud of. It was a journey. I don't wash my hair too much. If you do that, that's how your hair gets oily. Okay, and then day one of wash, or in my house, like a blowout.
Okay,
dry shampoo the first night.
Oh,
it prevents.
Okay,
any oiliness. So, and then now I wash my hair like once a week.
And your pores don't get clogged in your head?
Isn't that wild?
That is very interesting.
The things you can be proud of.
Listen.
I wash my hair once a week.
I didn't know hair was trainable. You schooled me, honey.
I only do it about twice a week, so I'm almost there.
Twice a week is great.
Hair washing?
Yeah.
I wash my hair every 3 days.
That's not too bad. That's not bad at all. So like twice a week.
Yeah.
That's twice a week.
Okay. Yeah, every 3 days. And then when it gets like oily towards the end, then I just go with a slick back ponytail.
You have to slick back. Oh, yeah.
And that's just, I'm having a slick back moment.
Where it's like, are you Ben Franklin? Were you there the day that the Declaration of Independence was signed? Like,
that's
what
the thing. The thing. And you think like, ooh, she's good at that slick back pony. Like, no, girl. I'm lazy, or I don't have time.
It's dirty.
I don't have time to do it.
If I'm ever wearing a hat, it's been a few days.
There are signs.
But the thing about me with hats, though, is I'm going to end up taking it off in front of somebody and then my secret's out.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to go with a slick back. Like, I'm sexy sleek.
For sure. But so like the hat is the last resort.
Yeah.
Like that. That's like day three. And then day four, you're washing your hair.
Okay. So you know when the hat is for me? This is why I just figured it out.
Okay.
So I'm on day three. I've slicked back my hair in a pony. I did hairspray. We're all slicked back. We're sexy sleek. And I'm like, I'm going to wash my hair tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes and I'm like, shoot, I don't have time to wash my hair again because I didn't plan this out correctly. Now it's a hat day. Now it's hat day. That's what that is.
It's the best thing to have in your back pocket for like when you absolutely need to. I get it.
I love that. Now, you were telling me before we started that we have some mutuals. Who are our mutual people that we have?
Heather McMahon.
Love.
Oh, my baby.
How do you know Heather?
I love her. I know her through Tina. Do you know Tina?
Okay.
Her Tina. Her bestie.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's how this
So you know thing. Tina.
Yeah, I know Tina.
Oh, and so, now, okay, so that's how we got connected.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love them.
Hey Tina, thank you.
Hey Tina, hey girl, love you. Oh, and then Emily.
Emily, yes.
Heart, obsessed. Mm-hmm. I had just had dinner with all of them. Well, I say just had dinner. I think it was October.
Yeah. But that does feel like just. You're like,
it was last week.
Yeah. Oh, how fun.
Yeah. Small world.
I was looking through your Instagram because I'm new to the Courtney, what's happening over here. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at all the mutual people that we had on Instagram. Uh-huh. And so many of my people follow you. Yes. And I'm like, ooh, wait a minute. What? Hold on. Like some Nashville people, but also like my cousin in Sacramento follows you and like different family members. I'm like, wait a minute. What the heck? We have so many mutuals. Like just my people are your people, apparently.
We are already friends.
I love this.
Instagram will never not like just shake me to my core. I'm like, how do these people even know who I am?
Yeah. How did that start for you? Like what was the thing that popped you off that all of a sudden someone from Sacramento can say they follow you?
Cheese boards. So I'll kind of like give you the 411 on like me.
Yeah.
So Cheese Gal as a Instagram launched actually like almost 6 years ago, which was wild. Uh-huh. So much has changed. But I started as a cheese and charcuterie board business. Okay. So like in Nashville. So made cheese board. Like I was the girl in the group that would do it for like the weddings and the shower. Mm-hmm. And my husband was on the road, like I was telling you guys. And I had like an 18-month-old at home. And I'm like, I've got to do something. Cheese boards. So I started making them, selling them. My Instagram like blew up.
Wow.
And I grew the business while simultaneously grew my social media platform. So it all happened very organically. I had a storefront.
Were you trying to? Okay. So you were trying to build your business of cheese boards and stuff, not necessarily your social media presence.
100%. Okay. In fact, I like didn't have a website for the first 2 years. It's crazy times. Like Instagram was my. Like, people would DM me and I was like, sure. Where do you live? Uh-huh. In fact, I've been all around this area. My best friend lives two streets up. I mean, I really learned every street in Nashville because I was hand delivering them.
Wow, honey.
Oh, babe. I learned all the side streets. Uh-huh. So grew that, had a shop downtown, but I started getting like partnership opportunities. I was a guest on like different people, YouTube channels and like.
Oh, fun.
Was showing more of like the how to.
Yeah,
and I loved it. And
how to build your own cheese board. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And sort of like honing in on being the personality of Cheese Gal, not just the brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And is it 3 or 4 years ago, I closed it so I could do what I'm doing now full time to be a complete, just to go, you know what? Like, I don't have the capacity to keep doing both.
Yeah.
But I'm saying no to things I want to be saying yes to. Like, I kind of want to be Cheese Gal, not just like have the shop.
Yeah.
And obviously the business gave me the platform, which is like, I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. But I just totally pivoted and said, I think I'm going to change my mind here. And I kind of just want to do this.
Yeah.
So now I'm a full-time recipe developer, content creator, writing my first cookbook. It's like,
congratulations on that. I saw that.
Thank you. I could cry.
I watched your video of telling your family. Stop. Your daughter's reaction. Get out of here. Get out of here, bestie.
Let me tell you, the true star of Cheese Gal is that child. Like, so funny. So cute.
She's adorable.
Angels, thank you.
My goodness. They're
really sweet. They're foodies.
Are they?
Oh, my God.
You train them just like you trained your hair. I love it.
Truly. And for better, for worse, because they will send it right back to the kitchen. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry. I said medium rare. Oh, hate to do this.
Mom, do we have thickly cut bacon?
Oh, specific.
The avocado toast doesn't have enough flaky salt. And of course, respectfully, because I did also teach them that, right?
Okay,
but
yeah.
It's like, Mom, I need more flaky salt, please. I'm like, sure.
Adorable.
So cute. Like, love that for me, but also it's a challenge sometimes.
I want that sourdough bread that you posted the other day.
Honestly, Tapir, like, so good. I don't do the sourdough. I will make anything else.
I tried once. Get out of here.
I love that you tried.
Get out of here. Hard. Get out of here with a starter. Tried with doing from scratch and it didn't work. And then I tried ordering a starter from Etsy. Mm-hmm. And my my cousin who bakes, she was like, I used this starter on Etsy and it's been great. And I'm like, okay, I tried that. Didn't work. No. Then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and keep grocery store sourdough because this is just too difficult. Also, I travel so much, so I don't have time to like keep feeding it.
Mm-mm. I don't need another thing to feed.
Thank you.
Okay. I said what I said. I don't need another thing to feed. Mm-hmm. I don't need someone else like depending on me.
You thank know you.
What I'm done.
Thank we're done. You. We're done. Oh my God. Everybody's so needy. You got my daughter, my husband, my dog. I mean, my dog right now won't stop licking himself. Son, I'm going to need you to get down. Get down because you're just being a little lick monster right now. Also, I just bought a new candle and I was like, oh, my light
it. Smells good.
But it's so strong, it's giving me a headache after turning
it off. Oh, is it?
Stand by.
Oh, okay. My mom's like,
I'm sorry. You just said I had to turn it off.
Like, I got to turn it off. Hold on.
The candle.
Hister.
Blow it out. Whatever. You knew what I meant.
My mom's like this. She can't, the scents. Are you like this with fragrances too, or is it just
am
candle?
I? Yeah. Am yes. I? Let me tell you, like my husband loves cologne. And when I say loves cologne, he, every time he goes out, if there's a cologne on the counter, he's like, oh, let me try this one. Even if it doesn't like smell good, he's like, eh, let's just see. And he doesn't just like, let me smell it here. He'll go, ch-ch-ch-ch. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I just want to try it. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you don't have to try it that much.
Right, you didn't have to bathe in it. You know what I mean?
Like, he comes home from running errands. He smells like a bar of soap and an old man mixed together. Like he was smoking a cigar with an old man who just got out the shower is what he smells like. And I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? And he's like, oh, isn't it so good? So do you love it? And I'm like, no. No, I don't. Not even a little bit.
You know what, baby? We don't love it. It's too much. I feel you. I get this.
That's our because smells, scents give me headaches. If it's too strong, gives me a headache. Even if I like the scent that he picked, he sprays 14 sprays. And so you just ruined it. Like, I'm going to need you to give me 2 sprays. That's it. Yeah. Let it mellow. And then I can say, yeah, I like this. But he like overdoes it. Now I have a migraine. Yep. And now you can never wear it again.
It's like 1-2 sprays. Sexy. Yeah. Love it. It just goes straight to nausea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
do you wear perfume?
There's no between. Like, I'm a one spray girl.
Thank you.
And even then, like, I'm very particular. It cannot be something that's like cologne-y.
Yeah.
It's got to be like,
Like, is this your natural scent?
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah. She smells good, but not like, oh,
thank you.
I remember. I don't want anyone to remember what I smell like. Do you know what I mean? Like, light enough.
That is a really good tell. That if I can remember what you smell like, then I'm going to be like, nope, too much. That's really good. And here's the thing too, sometimes I'll do like meet and greets at shows. And like this happened just the other day, I was doing a meet and greet and this girl gave me a hug.
Oh no.
And then I smelled like her for like a while. Like, we're back in the green room after the meet and greet.
There's
it's
Kelly.
Been done. And I look over to Danielle and I'm like, oh my God, I smell like that girl from the meet and greet. Like, she hugged me and it's like all over me and I cannot.
No.
Which is always so funny because I never smell it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't smell it. But I'm like, I do have some Febreze. Can I offer you a bottle of Febreze?
Febreze is nice.
Well, one time, Febreze Danielle, you tried to wear a perfume, remember? And immediately I was like,
Mm-mm. It's a don't go, baby.
Remember you came to the house and you were wearing perfume and I was like, what's going on? What's this?
And I was so mad at you for that. I really was, because it was the perfume that I had been wanting for months. And I got it as a gift. Someone bought me the full bottle and I was like, I'm so excited. I still have it. I wear it every day that I'm not with you.
Yeah, obsessed. She's like, these are the days if I'm with Angela. I can wear it.
My husband does the same thing. He has colognes for when I'm out of town. These are her out of town colognes.
Boys night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love that. You were a little crushed that day. I do recall that. I was like, hey, what's this?
No. And I also, you were pregnant at the time. So I was like,
oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it.
No.
I was like, I'm a. Okay. Got it. But I do try to have, I like to smell good. I don't want anyone to ever be near me and go, ooh. And so I'm always paranoid that I smell bad. So I always have perfume or sprays. And I have been, I keep buying like samples. And I wear them around you just to see how you breathe.
That's very smart.
Testing.
You're good with this one?
That's very smart.
I've been doing more clean.
Thank you.
I've been trying to do more clean, fresh.
Appreciate that.
Even though I prefer a more warm, woodsy, cozy coffee shop vibe.
Yeah. You're going more linen, fresh.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
I mean, she's committed. She's a great girl.
Listen.
We love this type of commitment.
Appreciate it. This is going to be my attitude for this episode is colognes that give me migraines and too much cologne.
Yeah. Yep.
More than three sprays of cologne is my mattitude for this episode.
It's understandable.
Courtney, first of all, how fun is your name? Like, you lucked out with that one.
Can you, the court, of it all?
Come on.
No, and the most wonderful thing, but also annoying thing about my name, and this is not my mattitude, but like, it is kind of annoying.
Sure, we'll add it.
Darce, my mom, love her so much.
Darce, hey girl. Shout out.
Love you, baby. Spelled my name C-O-R-T-N-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
There's no U.
Yeah, why she do that?
Imagine your whole life.
Why she do that?
Why? Mm-hmm. She said she named me after Miss America, which love the sentiment, but like also. So there's that. Then I meet this man named Crystal Court. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what are the chances?
Uh-huh.
Also spells the court without a U.
Wow.
So I'm no longer just, it's C-O-R-T anyway. Uh-huh. I'm also L-A-C-O-R-T-E.
Uh-huh.
And, it's the price you pay for love. But it's one that sometimes is annoying from time to time.
But the whole, what's it called when it's the double sounds? Mm-hmm.
Alliteration.
Alliteration of it all.
Oh, I know.
Love that for you. Stage name. Love that for your brand. Mm-hmm. Love that for, oh my God, she made up this name. No, she just was born to be a star. Okay.
It really is funny, actually. Yeah, Court LaCourte.
What's your attitude these days?
Well, this is a really niche one, and I actually had a different one in mind until today.
All right. Yeah.
Going back to Darce, my mom. Queen of my life, like queen. Best friend, love her so much.
Where does she live?
She lives here, actually.
Okay.
She lives here. She moved here to be with us.
I'm coming over.
But please, when you meet her, by the way,
okay,
looks like she's 18 years old.
Done. Give me your secret.
Skin tight, high, lifted up.
Like, give me.
It's insane how beautiful.
What is it? Coconut oil?
The stuff that she'd. Oh,
castor oil.
She's been doing facial yoga since I was literally 5 years old. Oh,
facial yoga. Is it now called gua sha?
No, like full on, Angela, like
like moving her mouth around.
Yeah,
interesting.
Hope that's the clip for anyway, for the teaser.
That's the chair clip.
That's it. So anyway, I'm getting there. Beautiful skin, gorgeous hair. She's my mom's Hispanic, dad's Italian, so also beautiful skin, beautiful hair. I'm so grateful, and this should be a gratitude. Great skin and hair. But I've been breaking out lately.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, is this hormonal? Is this just, I think I figured out what it is and I've been distraught. I'm almost positive I might have a sensitivity to blue cheese.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Okay, first of all, I hate blue cheese, but I did notice that you love your blue cheese, because in a lot of your recipes, you're like, and then blue cheese this, and I was like, can we sub?
Mm-hmm. But, which we can.
Okay, but I'm really sad for you, because I get it. Continue.
I'm spiraling. I'm thinking to myself, what does this mean for the brand? Yeah. I hate to go there, like, not to be dramatic, but like,
what makes you think that's the blue cheese?
So, over the last few weeks, a lot of the recipes that I've been developing for the book and having to test, and also for just like content, more blue cheese than normal.
Okay.
And if I'm thinking about the flare-ups, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think it's the blue cheese. It's not confirmed. Like, I have an appointment set up with Dr. Jamie, so we will find out soon.
Who's Dr. Jamie?
My fabulous doctor.
Is that like an allergist person or something?
No, I think she's just like my normal, but she does allergy testing.
Oh,
okay. So I'm already like, I got to get on this food sensitivity. Like this.
Okay. I thought it was like a new woo-woo doctor that I need to know. I'm like, oh my God, get me in.
Honestly, anyone know one? Like, can you cure me?
I mean, my cheek is twitching. Get me in.
Please, God. So I'm just all day. I'm like emotionally, spiritually, and physically upset.
Oh my God.
This is bad.
No. Okay. So
I'm mad at my body for betraying me.
Can we do like a little cleanse of the blue cheese and like do a test of it? Can we?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just do a little, just like a week just cleanse. Give it like a week of. No, I think you need a little bit more than that. I think you need probably 2 weeks to just get it out and then give yourself a good dose.
Retry.
Of it. Yeah.
I'm just thinking to myself, what happens next? Like, I'm talking like blue cheese stuffed olives in a dirty martini.
It's your jam.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, we could sub, but anyway, So I'm just a little upset that that could be what's happening. And I'm like mad, you know? Yeah. So one can only hope that's not the case, but.
Oh, no, I get it.
Might be.
I mean, that, listen, Danielle can't eat cheese, period, but she does. Sorry. Almost every day.
Yeah, okay. So, that would be me
let
too.
Let me tell you.
How's it going?
It's for the brand.
It's for the brand.
I do risk it, but I hate blue cheese. I love any cheese, but I'm like, and I love a dirty martini, but I prefer a feta stuffed olive, or garlic
really
stuffed
good.
Olive.
Yep, goat cheese too is delish.
I feel like blue cheese is the cilantro debate. Mm. It's you love it or you hate it, right?
Yep.
Because
or the watermelon thing. Have you heard about this?
No. What?
That this is my husband. This is what I have to live with. What? So I love you, Chris. Cilantro and watermelon can have a tie. Like, it's a genetic thing where some people are born with, whenever they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap.
Right.
It's, it's a similar thing with watermelon.
Where you eat watermelon, tastes like soap, or it tastes like cilantro? It's just when you eat watermelon, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
To the person.
Like Chris, he's like, this really? Is the worst thing. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't eat watermelon for a very long time because of the texture. It was a texture thing for me, but the smell, I loved it. Anytime I'd smell watermelon, I'm like, I want some, and I would try, and then I'd gag. I'm like, I can't do it. It's like, it smells good, but the texture, and then all of a sudden it switched on me, and I can eat watermelon now, and I love watermelon.
Oh, same. I love watermelon. When I was pregnant with my oldest, I once ate a watermelon in one sitting. Don't recommend.
Very hydrating.
You guys, my husband kept telling me, please, like, slow down. I'm like,
very hydrating, though.
You will bloat, though, on top of already being 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I was in a lot of pain.
Never done it since. Because your amniotic fluid was at capacity.
I was hydrated for sure. Oh my gosh.
Okay, wait. So the blue cheese, possible intolerance is the matitude. Possible intolerance. Possible. Even just the idea of it being a possibility, we're mad about that.
I'm mad. I'm upset. I feel like I've betrayed, like my body's betraying me. Do you like?
Absolutely.
Must be dramatic.
That's how I would feel about like salsa if I could never have salsa again.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like spicy food. Mm-hmm. And already after having my baby, my tolerance for spice went down. And I noticed it because I would be like, ooh, this is spicy. And everyone around me would go, no, it's not. And then I'd be like, did I change? Am I weak? Am I a weak woman now? What the heck? But I am. My tongue is a weak tongue now because I can't do super spicy anymore.
Okay.
And I love habanero, but habanero gives me die. Like, it's something like I can have a spicy jalapeno salsa, a serrano salsa, any other chili, but something about a habanero specifically. Mm. Sends me straight to the bathroom.
Girl.
Yeah.
Do we think this is something we can train? Like, can you
Well, here's the thing.
Can we train our bodies?
It's a painful training experience.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? Now that I said that, that's not something that would be enjoyable to go through. But like, yeah, that's interesting.
I know. And I love a good habanero added into anything. Oh, ooh, yeah. During, I never used to cook. I have jokes about how I don't know how to cook. Okay. I'm not gifted in that area. Woo, woo, woo. Then we all went into lockdown, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, now that I have nothing else to do, let me go ahead and follow a recipe, see if I like it. So then I started cooking during 2020.
Love.
And I had my garden in the backyard and I had my own cucumbers. I started pickling my own pickles, right? And they were so good. And I would make my spicy jar with my habaneros in there. And I was looking up all these different pickling recipes. And then I was taking a little bit from each of what I liked. And then I started jarring them and giving them to friends. And it was like oh my gosh, I loved it. But my favorite was throwing in some habaneros into homemade pickles. Mm-hmm. And now I can't do it.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
I'm upset for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But jalapenos, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Give me jalapenos all day long. Ooh, best is like a nice charred grilled jalapeno, and then you just like take a bite out of it. It's real Mexican.
Oh yeah.
But there's a donut shop by where Danielle and I go get our nails done in LA, and there's a donut shop, and they make breakfast croissant sandwiches.
Oh my god.
And it's ham, egg, cheese, and a little grilled jalapeno on the side. And it's just a little bite of a sandwich, bite of a pino, bite of a sandwich, bite of a jalapeno. So good.
Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I kind of like need your recipe for the pickles now. Like I'm stuck.
Oh, look at it. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, look at me giving you a recipe.
Babe.
Excuse me.
Babe. Okay. Put you in the cookbook.
I'm in the cookbook, you guys. You heard it here first. I love that for us.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm very upset about this for you, but let's move into gratitude.
Yeah.
Let's think about what we're grateful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a book deal. You have an incredible family. You have so much going on in your lives that we're just getting to know about you here on this podcast. But what comes to mind when you think about what you're grateful for, whether it's something from this past week that happened or something from your childhood or that happened in college or something in your life that you're like, man, I'm really grateful for that?
I think I have to go back to when I was 15 and I learned how to make my first cheese board because I'm a little dramatic, but like that changed my life. Learning, my godmother taught me. I was at her house doing like a little sleepover, and she is just the most fabulous. And it's not even about like pretentious. It's not about money. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like she's always wearing jewelry.
Always wearing jewelry and red lipstick.
Ooh.
And like, I'm talking, you know, in her apartment, she has like a little crystal glass for her mouthwash. I mean, it is
Oh, I love her.
Fabulous.
Oh, I love her.
And she's the best. And I remember asking her, I'm like, Care, that's her name. Care. Kimber, teach me how to do this. Like, how do you make everything look so fabulous? And she'd made this beautiful little cheese platter. She said, it's about just being prepared more than anything.
Okay.
And so she taught me, she was like, always have a chilled bottle of champagne in your fridge in case someone pops over, you don't expect them. Genius, right? And then also have mozzarella and grapes and crackers and nuts. And she taught me how to put together my first like little cheese plate.
Yeah.
And from there, I just learned tips and tricks along the way and started a business at some point in my life. But like that changed truly everything.
This is your godmother?
My godmother.
Is she still with us today?
She is. Yeah. Care Bear.
Bless her. Does she live here? Does she live
here? She lives in Dallas. So I'm a Texas baby, born and raised, moved here like over a decade ago. This is my 10 year, which is wild. I know.
Danielle's from Dallas.
What part?
Hey. Plano.
Me too.
Are you guys neighbors? Stop.
Oh my god.
Do you know her godmother?
Care Bear?
I don't, but she sounds fantastic and I would love to meet
her. She wears red lips. She walks around the neighborhood with her jewelry on.
That is a lot of people in Dallas, I'll be honest. But
Plano is so specific.
I know that is. Wait, you're really from there?
No, like grew up on 15th and Custer, like close to Collin Creek.
Yes, I'm from Mill. Absolutely. Oh I'm technically my parents' house is in the colony.
Okay, but so familiar.
Yeah.
I lived in Frisco. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're all just buds.
This is a good time.
This is a great time.
This is a good time.
We're just missing martinis. I should have brought a little shaker. So I feel like, I just feel really grateful for learning that life skill because, I mean, not only just with, you know, my career now, but like I just love hosting and entertaining. I can thank my mom for that, too. She just had the most fabulous parties.
Here's the thing. This is where I need help is I love hosting. But I don't love how do I say this? I love having people over. Let's eat, let's just be together, have a good time. But I don't thrive when it comes to like table settings and decor and then we're gonna get like some, you know, new flowers in a vase and put them here and then we're gonna just dress this. Like I don't have eye for that kind of stuff. I just have heart for like community and like, hey, everybody come over. And like we had Thanksgiving here this year and we invited my friend and her family to come over.
Aww.
And I had no plans to decorate anything. I was just like, oh, we'll just set up a table and I'll put a tablecloth on and there we go. And she sends me a picture of what she did for her Thanksgiving the year before. God. And it's full on, it's Jessie, you know.
Yes.
And she has like matching like vases and like just like things.
Tablescape.
Yeah. Tablescape. Yeah. Thank you.
Full text.
And it's everywhere. And she's like, this is what we did last year. I was like, oh, so she's probably going to want something like that. Mm. And I want them to feel good if that's what they're used to, you know? And right. I'm saying, like, let me host this year. So then I was like, all right, let me figure. So what I did was I put a tablecloth over this fold-out table. And then I went and I grabbed, we already had decorated for Christmas. I went and I grabbed Christmas decorations from over the house and I just put them on the table.
Honestly.
And I was like, ta-da, yep. Hosting.
Yep. We did it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wait, that's actually, nothing I think wrong that's with very it. Clever.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You made it work.
Yeah.
And you know adapting. What though? At the end of the day, like even though it sounds like your friend loves a good tablescape.
Yeah.
The whole point of all of it. Is to be together.
Yeah.
And just to eat.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Sure. Hit me.
What is your advice to anybody listening? Mm-hmm. And by anybody listening, I mean me. like your pointer, like your top three, if you're going to host something last minute, mm-hmm. you don't have time to like put a tablescape together. What are like three tips of how to make it look like you put a little effort into this gathering where somebody would walk in and they go like, oh my gosh, like oh, she, you like, put thought into right. it. Like,
number one, okay. candles. So Ooh. Many candles. Keep them in your pantry. Keep them in your cupboard.
And just what, lit everywhere?
Lit. And I'm like, if you have a little table by the entryway.
Okay.
A candle.
Okay.
It can be unscented. It's just about creating the vibe. Right. Okay. In your bathroom. Ambiance. It's the ambiance.
Oh, I love this. Okay. In your bathroom.
And have like little, like I have like an entertaining hutch with all of my things.
Okay.
Where I just reach. So if it's like a last minute thing, I'm grabbing out candles. I'm grabbing out little bud vases. I will say I'm terrible at floral arrangements. Okay. Like the last one I made looked like Helga from Hey Arnold. Like, the
okay.
It just wasn't good.
When you say bud vase, what does that mean?
So like the little vases where okay. all you literally need are like two or three flowers. So you can go to Trader Joe's and clip them and mm-hmm. spread them throughout the house anywhere you have a little candle. Ooh. And it makes it look like you know what you're doing, but it took minimal effort.
I love that.
You know, so there. That's, I would say, create the vibe.
Okay. Candles.
If you have dimmers, dim your lights. Okay. You know, make it like vibey. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to the food, I mean, even if you were to get takeout, plate it pretty. They would
thank you
know.
Because I know. Always I'm like, well, come over, we'll just order something because nobody wants to mm-hmm. cook and mm-hmm. they don't want to cook and then bring it to the house. We'll just order something. But yeah, plating it. I don't do that extra step. I'm just like, girl. DoorDash is here mm-hmm. and then you open it and it's like, all right, who had the fajitas? Here's yours. Like,
mm-hmm. and you know what? There's times for that too. But like, for instance, we do a New Year's Eve party every year and we call it bougie comfy. Everybody comes in their pajamas.
Love.
Okay. It's so, and I don't cook. We get Publix Ooh. Fried chicken. Mm. I like do a little cheese spread, maybe a little caviar. If you know. But again, no cooking.
Okay.
And I just put the fried chicken in this really pretty platter. And
I love it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's just some platters or plates, or it's just making it look like you spent more time on it than you did. That's always the key.
That's what I need. Always. How do I make it look like I spent more time on it than I need? Because I don't. That's one thing I don't have.
Even if you have dinner plates. Put it on a plate. Plate it for them. Like, they'll never know. And it just looks like a little fancier. So we've got candles. We've got that.
Okay, wait. One more question. Follow-up question to this. So with, like, table settings, there's, like, the little mat, right? And then, like, a plate. And, like, what else would be?
Cute little napkins.
Okay.
So whether they're paper, like, go to a cute little party store and get a cute paper cocktail napkin, or just having things on hand, I think is the best tip I have ever learned. And I learned it from both my mom and Care.
Yeah.
So like Care taught me to have the cheeses on hand, and that my mom was the one that was like, okay, have the candles, have your bud vases, have it all ready to go.
I like this.
Have a few birthday presents if you need to whip one out. Ooh. Oh my God, it's my birthday tomorrow. You're like, happy birthday. I had this just for you.
Oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
So it's all about like kind of faking it a little. Genuinely, but like faking it.
I love this.
So, napkins. So whether it's paper or like a cute little like linen napkin moment.
Yeah.
Glassware. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just something that, you know, you can pour your Coke into or whatever. So
this
that's number two. What would be my number third? So like how to look like you have it together, but not together. I mean, this is kind of where I think knowing how to put together a quick little cheese plate, you know why? Right. It's one of the most impressive things. I swear, cheese plates, especially for women, we're like, oh my God. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And it can literally be that you have some fresh herbs from your garden.
Okay.
So maybe actually my third tip is like garnishing things. But anyway, I digress. Cheese plates. You just have one cheese, your grapes, your nuts. You go
one
snip
cheese,
some. Grapes. You can have one totally. Especially, okay. And go snip some rosemary or whatever you have out there.
Okay.
Took you 5 minutes.
Okay.
And it looks pretty. It's just like, oh, she put a little thought into this.
Okay. And I like this.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like. Those are my three tips on how I love to look that. Prepared when you're maybe
I think
not.
This needs to be a chapter in your book.
Totally. 100%.
How to look like you've been ready.
Like you've been ready, but you had no idea they were coming.
Yeah.
Totally.
Totally. This needs to be a chapter. Oh, I'm working my way into your book, girl. I love it. Let me tell you.
You will definitely be
I'm
going to
give you my pickling recipe.
But it's so true. I was at a party recently. And it was like chips or whatever. And then my friend brought out the cheese board. And when I tell you, we all were like
gasped.
Yeah.
Yes. We were like swarming the cheese board. We're like, oh my God. We're like, this is so cute. And I'm like, I know she only just pulled those out from Trader Joe's and was like, here you go.
Yeah. We're just girls. We're girls.
Trader Joe's is the best charcuterie store.
Yes.
1,000%.
Of all time.
What's your favorite cheese from Trader Joe's?
Oh, okay. So I'm real basic. Mm-hmm. I know they have like all the ones that are like, you know, fancy. Somebody just told me about a brand new one. They're like, you have to get it. And then a second person co-signed it. Like the next day, they're like, oh my gosh, what is it?
I need to know.
Brand new one? Like it just came out or
something? Yeah, like recently it's like a.
Like seasonal does it have stuff maybe. In it?
Like recently, I was literally just at Trader Joe's yesterday and I bought some cheese.
Love.
And they had some like new cheeses out that were like, oh, here, this is just like a regular cheddar, but it has like cherries in it apricots or something. Yum. Yeah. And then it was, they had another like a Stilton that had like apricots in it or something, but it was it was like cheese with stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
Literally, somebody just told me it. And then the next day, somebody said, like, oh, have you tried this cheese at Trader Joe's that just came out? I was like, no, but somebody was just telling me about it. F, man. Okay. What's your favorite cheese?
When you remember, you got to tell me.
Yeah.
Honestly, their unexpected cheddar is...
Thank you. That's what it is.
I was just about to say unexpected cheddar.
Okay, because my brain was like, I can't believe it's not cheddar. No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Unexpected. So that's the thing. Yes. So tell me, what is it? Because now you're the third person to say, go try unexpected cheddar.
Honestly, keep it in your fridge. It keeps for a while. This is one to have just like in your
back
pocket.
In my refrigerator right now.
So good.
I bought them last night.
Oh my God. It's an aged cheddar.
Okay.
But it's got those like... crystals, you know what I mean, like whenever you get like something like an aged cheese, you get that like crunchy little moment.
Yes.
It's got those in it. It's just like the perfect amount of like,
oh my God, my cheek just watered right here on the inside,
literally like my favorite. It's just like it's the best. Everybody likes it. I call it the crowd pleaser cheese.
Okay.
And if you're not at Trader Joe's and want a similar just anything that's aged cheddar, you can find it at Kroger, you can find it whatever, like different brands.
Unexpected cheddar
thing. Unexpected
it's called
cheddar.
Yeah, and what do you do, slice it?
Threaded
too. Well, that one, because it naturally is like sort of crumbly.
Oh, okay.
I actually take the tip of like my chef's knife, right? You stab it, twist your wrist, and it makes these
murder
beautiful,
that cheese.
You just get in there, and it makes these beautiful like little rustic crumbles.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And
tips.
Talk about looking like you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a little dinner plate or a cutting board, whatever you've got. Mm-hmm. That, and then you can make your little piles around. And just, I think about this. When's the last time you were at a party and there was like a big block of cheese with a knife in it?
Yeah.
No one's going in for that.
No.
I might, but you know what I mean? Like, most people are not going in. It's like intimidating.
Uh-huh.
So when you sort of like help get it started, people are much more likely to eat it.
I love that.
So that's kind of a good tip too. Hard cheeses, I always cut. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear what you think.
I also use their shredded version for eggs.
Oh.
I do cheesy eggs.
Yum.
Wait, what?
Yum.
They also have an unexpected. Like they have the shredded cheeses. They also have an unexpected cheddar shredded cheese bag.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'll get that version and make cheesy eggs with it.
Have you guys ever had boursin or boursin? Is how it's pronounced.
Okay. I know it's the rage.
Oh no, you don't like it.
No, I don't know it. Like I feel like yes, I've had it, but I don't know. Maybe I haven't because I guess I would remember it because it's all the rage. I know I've seen it at parties.
I think you would love it. I think you would love it. You know why? It's really creamy. It's like so flavorful. And they have different flavors. Like the garlic and herb is my fave. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. I actually have this recipe. It'll be in the cookbook, but also it's on my website. Little plug. You can dredge it in some flour, dip it in a beaten egg.
Oh, yep.
Some seasoned panko breadcrumbs. Uh-huh. And you bake it at like 420.
Happening.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, a little hot honey.
Mm.
I'm telling you, the best. Like, make more than one because it'll go. That's a great appetizer to just have on. Like, because that also is pretty refrigerator stable.
Oh, I like that.
Last minute person comes over, be like, hey, I'm coming over for a glass of wine. Crispy baked porcelain. That's what you got to make.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. I'm going to do that. I saw your video. You did this with feta, right?
Yep.
That's when I realized that I was doing it wrong. I was doing egg first and then the flour. But you do flour?
Flour first.
Why is that?
It helps the egg yolk adhere a little better from what I understand.
I thought the egg was helping the flour.
It kind of all works together, but in that order, that's sort of why.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, because I guess if you're doing like chicken, it would be the same, right? Flour, egg.
I've been doing it wrong for everything, crumbs. Is what I'm saying. I'm just wrong on all
fronts.
She's
like, by the way, not just cheese.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wait.
That could be it.
Flour is supposed to come first? Okay.
You know what? This is what it's about. It's about learning as we go. I mean, I didn't know half the stuff I know now. I mean, I made so many mistakes.
But Care and so what was your mom's name again?
Darcy.
Darcy. Yep. Darce. That's right. Care and Darce come the through. Best. Are they the ones who taught you how to cook?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And along with Martha, Ina, Julia Childs, who, by the way, the classics. Yeah. My oldest, she's 7, second grade, comes home a few days ago. And she's like, Mom, the wax museum project's coming up. And I'm like, okay, who do you want to be? She's like, I think I want to be Julia Childs.
Was it your proudest
moment?
Amazing.
I was like, I've done it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a good mom.
That's adorable.
Now. Really, it was really sweet. And also, like, I'm so proud.
That's like, so cool. God, so it's like they dress up as them and then they give a performance or something. Like
It's like a full
presentation.
The presentation with, you know, the trifold. Yeah.
I love that. Is she going to cook something? Does she like to cook?
Loves to cook.
Oh, cool.
Loves to cook. Loves good food. Just.
Is she going to do the accent?
I hope she does. Honestly, we should try to get Char to do that. That would be pretty funny.
Oh, and commit to it. Just
commit
full on start the presentation.
Actually, that would be so good. Yeah. We'll see. TBD on that. But anyway.
Incredible.
So I would say those gals taught me too. Like, you know, when everyone else is watching cartoons, I was watching Julia Childs.
Uh-huh.
As a kid, pretending to have my own cooking show. That's also kind of where, oh, girl. Oh, I had all the stuffies. They were my audience.
Oh, my gosh.
I had two cameramen that were teddy bears, both named Dan.
Oh, my God. That's such a cameraman name.
But I'm just, like, why were they both named Dan? And I would do the whole, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Hi, everybody. My name is Courtney Tucker, and this is how you make spaghetti. And I'm 5. Like, my mom will do this, you know?
Bless baby Courtney.
Baby Court. She always wanted to be in front of a camera. I didn't go to culinary school, but I wanted to have a cooking show.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then now you basically do have your cooking show on your socials.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
incredible.
Isn't that wild to look at your life and just go, how? Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just wild, but I feel like I've lived 100 lives.
I love that you were 5 years old dreaming of like having a cooking show. And because I remember when I was young, I would dream about being stressed out. Like that was, listen, this was, I swear on everything. So I lived next door to my elementary school. And at the end of every school year, they would throw away old books, old telephones that, you know, the big, like, with all the buttons, telephones, right? Uh-huh. That they weren't using anymore, that were broken or whatever. They got rid of everything and go to the dumpster. So I would go dumpster dive at the school trash, and I would get, like, workbooks, like the teacher workbooks with all the answers and stuff in it.
Oh my God.
And then I would get, like, their equipment, like the phone or whatever. And I put up my little table up to the window in my bedroom, and I would put my workbook and my work telephone. And it was like partly I'm at a work office, but then I had my window open because it was like a drive through as well. Like you could come to the window. I don't know. I don't know what the job was. All I know is that I was always stressed. I would answer the phone like, yes. No, that is what we're... I can't get into this right now. Click, and then I'm, like, scribbling on these workbooks and, like, whatever, and then taking orders out the window. And, like, that was I dreamed of when I was young. Like, this is what it's like being adult. You're just stressed about, oh, I had everything. Work today.
So much to do. You know what, though? I feel like that was also in every movie. Do you remember growing up?
Yeah.
All the movies were, oh, my dad's working.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not. He's missing baseball. So, yeah. Like, maybe that was part
That's
of
probably
like
what
the...
it was. I saw it in TV and in movies and was just like, this is how to be an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be stressed out.
That was always, like, every TV show, I feel like all the argument was always like, Dad, you're never around. Mm-hmm. You're always at work. So busy. Uh-huh. He's like, I got to take this conference call, son.
Yeah.
All and, your dreams later.
And for me, it was like, I got to take this conference call and take this order out the window. You know what I mean? Like whoever's coming to my window to place an order for something. I don't know.
Yeah. I love that.
She was multi-hyphenate from the beginning.
She was booked and busy at a young age.
Let me tell you. So, I also, when I was young, I wanted my name to be Jasmine for some reason. This is before Aladdin. I just loved the name Jasmine. And I was like, man, I wish my name was Jasmine. Like, that was such a cool name to me. I wanted to be stressed, and I wanted to be Jasmine.
Which, I mean, Jasmine sounds a little bit stressed. It's a beautiful name, though. Beautiful. Is this the name that, like, if you played house or anything, like, was that your
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a name for when you played house?
Claritin.
Not Claritin! Not Claritin!
You guys, dead serious. Claritin. Claritin was the name. I think I just, like, heard the commercials. So
yeah.
I just thought it was very Lux.
Wait.
It just gave.
Debonair.
You're younger than me. How old are you?
I was born in 89, so about the
36.
You're
very younger than me. Okay. So I'm like, Claritin, but how old is Claritin? Like, it was still back then? I guess so.
I think so. So, yeah, the 90s. Like, my mom will still, she's like, I would just hear you. Yeah, Claritin.
Oh, that's so like, cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
I know.
I was Jasmine, you were Claritin. Danielle, did you have a name that you were when you would play house growing up?
No, I was just my name. Or I was... Boss. I had two younger siblings, and it was just me ordering them around and making them do whatever.
Also, you didn't like play house with your dolls or like anything?
Yeah,
like that?
I did. I definitely played Barbies, and but it was always just me barking orders. Like, I really fell into the correct career path.
Yeah,
but
nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. It was always just me in charge and being like, okay, you guys go over here now. We're doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then can I have you guys come in here? We're going to create a circle. And like, it was just,
that's
or I would pretend to be teacher because my parents were teachers. And then, but my dad later told me, he was like, you're not a teacher at all. You're a preacher because you just like to tell people
what to do.
He was like, you don't have patience for them to actually learn.
To actually learn.
Like, you're right. You're right.
Just the idea of what was your name when you were playing house growing up. Like, I forgot that was a thing, that you make up a name when you're playing.
Mm-hmm. I never was Courtney. Ever.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of my dolls had names. Like, for some reason, I always used the name Mackenzie. I do remember thinking the name Mackenzie was so cool. And then... I did Mary-Kate and Ashley a lot.
Oh, yeah. Of course she did. Like,
the
Olsen
twins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mary-Kate was like my go-to. Like, and this is my doll, Mary-Kate. And this is my other doll, also Mary-Kate. Like, that was...
Dan
they
and
were
Dan.
Twins. Yeah, Dan and Dan.
Dan and Dan.
Dan and Dan. I get it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What?
Not wild.
Let's get more gratitudes. What else are we grateful for?
On a shallow level,
yeah,
and actually, it's not so shallow because it helps my mental health.
Uh-huh.
I would say a really good like couch snack and Bravo. Like, it helps at the end of my day. I read something recently that said you should have something to look forward to every day, whether it's something like exciting or big, or something like, oh, the Housewives are on tonight.
Yeah.
Do a little truffle potato chip nacho, little parm, pop it in the oven, little chives, little crumb fresh. You know what I mean? Like, when I have those things to look forward to, especially like if my husband's working late, and I'm like, oh, he's not even like Housewives of Salt Lake City or whatever. So I love a couch. I feel like it's just, it's good for my mental health. I look forward to it. So that's another gratitude.
That's a really good reminder because here's the thing. Last night, my back was hurting. It's still feeling wonky today. Like I had Zooms this morning and I did them standing. Typically I'd like sit at the table and do a Zoom, but I like did back-to-back standing Zooms because my back has been feeling a type of way. That's why I keep adjusting every four words that you say. But so last night I was like, I'm going to take a bath. And my insides were like, I want to watch a crime show. I want to take a bath and watch a crime show. But then my brain talked myself out of it and was like, no, you should just relax. You should just not do anything. Just like be either listen to like relaxing music or but you don't want to like stimulate yourself before you go to bed, because I was right before I go to bed. So then I didn't do it. And I kind of wish I did. I wish I just gave myself the thing that I was looking forward to, because my brain was making decisions all day long that I wish I would have just given myself the crime show.
The crime show.
To just.
And a bath.
Be. Not think. You know what I mean? Like that is important for your mental health. And I've seen so many memes about like, what does it say about your mental health if you relax with crime shows? And I'm like, I don't know what it says.
You're like, we don't want to know.
I don't even care. I like them.
A show to unwind. You've got, I mean, it's so important, especially as a mom and a working mom. I have to have something that is so not in my realm of reality. It just helps me unplug.
Yeah.
And that's what the house, thank you, Andy Cohen. I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
So there's that. I just love that. And then just a perfectly paired little snack.
I love that your snack was so elevated, where I'm like, mine, I just get a block of cheddar and
love that
and shred it over some chips and microwave it, not for too long where it gets hard, like just the right amount of melty, right amount of melty.
How many seconds is that for you?
I'm going to say 20, 20 seconds.
Yep. The perfect amount of melty. Listen, we don't discriminate against couch snacks. No. They're all good.
Yeah.
They're all good. Sometimes.
But I loved your elevated, like a little crumb fresh, a little, like you said ingredients that I only see at restaurants. I'm like, I don't even have them in my fridge. What is
it? You know what? This one, Trader Joe's. The white, the it's a red bag. The truffle potato chips, the potato chip aisle. Oh my gosh.
My gosh.
So good. So obsessed with those. Yeah.
Yeah, they make the best snacks.
Everything.
They're little minions back there coming up with stuff. They're very good at it.
So good.
Yeah. Good. I, for Thanksgiving, got their Thanksgiving stuffing popcorn.
Oh.
And I was like, this is going to be dumb. But I think they gave it to me for free is what it was. Like, not enough people were buying it. So they were like, here, we'll give you. Popcorn. It was like one of those type of things. And I was like, well, this is going to be disgusting. And it was so good.
So good.
Everybody ate it. Like, the bowl was empty by the time Thanksgiving was done. I went back to Trader Joe's the next day, and I bought, like, three more bags.
Yep.
I was like, oh, this was a weird one, but
listen,
let's take it.
They don't, I mean, they rarely miss. You know what I mean? Like, they're on.
Yeah.
They're on it.
They rarely miss, but then they don't bring it back.
I know, and then it's discontinued, or it's just seasonal. That's, like, the hardest thing, is when you find something, you're like, dang. I think it just keeps the...
They're training us.
Back. They're training us. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
What's your favorite? And this is a very niche question. Okay. And I have to like set the scene for you because it will determine the answer, I feel like.
Okay. Ready?
Let's pretend like your back's not hurting. Okay. So we're not like worried about needing to like listen to meditation music.
Yep.
It's a Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
It's like a little rainy, a little chill. Actually, like right now, a little rainy, a little chilly. Okay.
Did I have Zooms that day or no?
Yes, but you were done. You were done by the early afternoon.
Ooh,
okay. Let's say husband's having a boys' night or he's out. Your baby's sleeping.
I love this experiment so far.
And you have 3 hours before bedtime. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got time to unwind.
Okay.
What are you eating?
And it's something I'm making or ordering?
Honestly, whatever. Like what couch snack would you have? in that moment. So not too stressful of a day. Uh-huh. The next day is not that stressful. So you have the capacity to be
That's good.
Up
that's good. That's good. Details. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good details. I'm not jumping on a flight the next day because that switches everything. Okay. All right. And I'm adding to the scene. Rosie's already down for the night.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, no. Baby's out.
Rosie's down for the night. Okay. A soup of some sort.
Right.
Ooh.
Totally.
Any kind of soup. I'm going to go make it. I'm going to go, do I have chicken broth? Mm-hmm. Done. I'm going to go see what veggies I have. What kind of protein do I have? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a soup.
Oh, yeah, yum. Love soup. Do you like crackers or bread with your soup or anything? Or are you just a
I do. Sometimes I do tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah.
Or a tortilla. I love to just tortilla and butter and dip it in my broth.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, have you had Mas Tacos, their pozole?
No.
Or their chicken tortilla soup?
No.
Talk about a tortilla and that and just like, oh, my gosh.
Mas Tacos?
Mas Tacos.
Where is this?
East Nashville.
Okay, so I don't know it.
So delicious. You would love that.
At first, I thought you were going to say the masa tortilla chips. I think it's called masa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like $40 a bag.
And no chips in the bag. Like, it's all air.
Cannot handle the 12 chips for $40.
I know, I agree with you on that.
They're the most delicious chips.
Fabulous.
I've ever tasted, but I'm not paying $40 for 12 chips.
Mm-hmm. Are those just at a grocery store? I've never heard of these chips.
No, it's like online. Specialty. And you can get, they're probably at Erewhon or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those. Like, it's beyond, like, Siete is like the healthy chip that we can all afford. Yes. And then this is the healthy chip that Jeff Bezos can afford.
Right.
It's the only, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you literally pick good. Up. Delicious.
The best chip you'll ever have in your entire life.
Oh, you know,
it's made with
them?
Beef tallow.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's the kind of corn that it is. Like, it's just, it's the perfect kind of corn and the cooking oil that it is because it's the beef tallow.
Right.
It's delicious.
Rich in flavor and it's the right amount of fat. It's just,
you got to dip into your savings account.
Oh.
Do you want to go on vacation this year, or do you want some masa tortilla chips?
I'd rather go to Italy.
Is the thing.
I'd rather go to Europe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like it would be cheaper to go to Mexico and have somebody make me fresh chips there than maybe buying this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. The last time I bought it, literally the entire thing was air. And I open it up because I got it at, there's a little specialty market in Germantown.
Uh-huh.
Spread market, I believe it's called. Hardly any chips. And I'm like, this?
Yeah.
For real? But they are really good, so highly recommend, but also be rich.
Okay, so at the Nashville airport, there's one little, like, kiosk of healthy food, and it's where, I think it's in the Sea Gates, okay?
Okay.
It's with American Airlines and Southwest, okay?
Yep.
And it's a little healthy kiosk, and it's, like, basically a little Erewhon kiosk, right? Okay. I got, it was delicious. It was, like, a little jar, and it had guacamole. Ooh. It had something else. It was almost like a salad. It had salad on top, a lemon wedge, and guacamole. Oh, quinoa.
What?
Okay. And it was in a little jar at the airport.
Wow.
And they had those masa tortilla chips. Mm. And so I got the little jar of what, and when I say it, it's like this big, okay? It's as big as my hand, okay? And the masa tortilla chips and a little chocolate bar that has like maybe four squares that you can break off, a little chocolate bar.
How much was this?
$42. Get out of town.
Honey.
$42?
They've lost it. $42?
$42. Get out of town.
Did you know that when you went up there or whenever he told you the price, that's when you were like, wait a minute.
So I knew it was going to be expensive because I already know about these chips. I didn't clock the price of this little guacamole jar thing. And then on the chocolate bar got me as a sucker at the end at the register. And I was like, I've never heard of this. Like, any kind of like brand new chocolate bar, and it kind of looked like a little bit healthy. And I was like, oh, let me try this and throw that in there. And they're like, okay, cool. $42. I'm like, pretending. I'm not going to be like, oh, let's put this back. Let's just, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this honey stick. Oh, let's try that instead.
Like, that that's upsetting. Exactly what I knew you were going to say. Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. I was prepared for that number.
Was planning to pay that. Oh, that's it?
That's
42?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow. I was thinking it was going to be more than that. You know
on
what I mean?
Sale, am I right?
Discount.
Clearance, guac. Okay.
In those moments, I find myself doing some like damage control with my face immediately. I'm like, pull it back, because I'm probably like, excuse me? Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a tough pill as well. $42 for some guacamole chips.
There are times I can feel comfortable being like, what? Nah, girl, let's put this back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then there's also times where I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. So real.
Like, just commit to the bit.
So real.
There's been times where if that has happened, I'll go, oh, I'm sorry. What was that? Oh, I grabbed the wrong one. You know what? That was not meant to grab. I'm so sorry. Just those two. Thank you.
That's a good one.
That's really smart. You have to have that, like, that out.
I thought you were going to be like, I just grabbed the work card when that happens. wait, $42? Let me use my corporate card. Stand by.
Okay. Hold on.
Let me just.
Okay, thank you so much, Angela.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
What? Okay, give me one more. What's one more thing that you're grateful for in your life?
I'm really. I can't say my family. Well, I can say my family.
You can say your family.
But I feel like that's like unspoken, right? So I should give
absolutely.
Let me tell you. Jesus,
we know it's your family.
Okay, so that.
But if you want to get specific,
do you know what? I love that you do these gratitudes, because I feel like so often in our life, especially in this culture, I sound like I'm 80 in this culture, we are grinding, right?
Yeah.
Our head is down.
Yep.
It's next. You start checking off the goals. And you don't even sit to like appreciate what you know you've built, what you've done. And lately, I mean, this sounds like so cheesy, but I just put my girls to bed this like last week. My husband was on a riding trip, and I'm walking down my stairs, and I just see this picture of my babies, and I just had this moment of like, this is what I prayed for so many years. This is what I prayed for. My life could have gone so many different directions and like started to for a minute. And I'm literally living, and it really had nothing to do with my job or success in that aspect. Just like, wow, I always wanted to be a mom. I've got these two beautiful healthy babies, and like just that perspective shift of this is it, this is what I prayed for. So yeah, I'm really grateful for my family, and like they're just, I mean, those girls are why I do what I do, you know, especially being a mom of girls, that you feel that weight of they look up to us, you know. And so I
had that's really special. Mm-hmm. We literally just said yesterday, we were talking about this, and like somebody asking Danielle, like, oh, you still chasing the dream? Mm-hmm. And Danielle having this moment of, I'm living my dream. Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in it.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
It's so important to just look at what's right in front of you instead of like here. I mean, it's not that you shouldn't have goals or ambitions,
sure,
but like at the end of the day, what are we doing it for if we don't take that minute, that second to go, man, this is the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you can see how fast life goes. Like, I feel like, I don't know about y'all, but like the last 10 years specifically, I'm like, how has it been 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And oh my God, in 10 years, I'm going to have a 18-year-old. And
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what? Like that so you can just see. Yeah. I think I've just had that sort of like shift lately where I'm like, okay, let's be grateful for what, you know, you're currently experiencing with family and we're healthy and, you know, just those things. Very grateful.
Yeah. That's such a good point, because I was thinking like we take our health for granted, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're just healthy and we're able-bodied and we're just out here like doing our thing. And I'll think about like some relatives that I have that are older and struggling with some health issues, even just mobility. And, you know, that's where they're at in life. And I feel detached from it because I'm like, well, I'm healthy and able-bodied. And then I had a moment recently where I'm like, but wait a minute, Angela, there will come a day when you are 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you can no longer do some of the things that you've always just been able to do.
Just done without thinking about it.
Like how frustrating that would be. You know what I mean? And so I had a moment of being like, I need to appreciate even more so the fact that I can move my body the way I can and utilize it while I can. because I'm on this thing right now where I'm like, I used to love to work out, and lately I have no desire, motivation, any kind of go do yeah. it. I have nothing within me. And I don't know if it's my hormones or what, mm-hmm. but I'm just like mm-hmm. struggling to get back to movement and a regular, you know, like regularly moving my body because I can. Mm-hmm. And I had this moment where I'm like, I am taking for granted the things that I am currently capable of doing. I need to like live in this moment mm-hmm. and celebrate that and be here. And that's like with my daughter, with what my body's capable of doing, with what my mind is capable of doing. Like, I feel like since having a baby, my mom brain is so wild.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I wrote my book before I had a baby, because I can't even imagine the capacity my brain has right now is like a walnut. Like that's how much
yeah,
I can get you. Done in a day. Mm-hmm. And before, I was like, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that, like mm-hmm. multitasking, whatever. And now I'm like, one at a time, please. What is yeah. it? What did you just say? Okay, you said a sentence. Can you say it one more time? Because I didn't register it the first time. Mm-hmm. So appreciating where we are in this moment is such a good reminder. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up yeah. and reminding me.
Wait, girl, we all need it. I still need it. Even though I've just said it, I'm going to need that tomorrow. I'm going to have to mm-hmm. remind myself of that tomorrow. But I think that's so good what you just said. It's like even the fact that we can move our bodies in gratitude without mm-hmm. thinking about mm-hmm. it. We can put on our shirts without assistance. We yeah. can, you know, it's so true. Like, you don't really appreciate it sometimes until it's gone. It's like, why wait till it's yeah. gone to appreciate it?
Yeah.
So I Amen. Think that's good. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, baby.
Court, we listened mm-hmm. to a voicemail message from a caller, listener, that tells us what they're grateful for.
Okay.
So Danielle picks one out for us. Every episode, we're going to take a listen. And if Love. You are listening or watching on YouTube and you want to call and tell us what you're grateful for, here is the phone number.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
We can't really hear the end, but it's yeah. you get it. You get wow. it. It's
beautiful.
A really good, we're going to figure it out.
Baffles me.
I know. Wow. The past few episodes.
Was that your husband singing?
No, that's a good friend, Gabe Gibbs.
Oh.
He's incredible.
Beautiful voice.
But let's hear that message.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Angela. I'm grateful that I'm going to go see Eric Rivera tonight.
Oh!
And I'm also grateful for a teacher, my first grade teacher, Miss Lynn Reiner. She saw something in me, and she made sure that I got to the next level as a kid.
Oh.
Because I grew up in a really dysfunctional house. But she took me under her wing and just took care of me. And I have wow. so much to be grateful for with, wow. for her. And then I'm also grateful for my first legal job in the legal field, because I'm in the legal field oh. and one employer gave me a chance. And I'm grateful to that employer. I'm going to leave the name out, but I'm very grateful for that employer, because I am doing so good.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
so happy and proud of myself.
Yes.
But anyway, that's what I'm grateful for. Okay, love you, long time. Bye.
Oh my God, I love
wow.
her.
Wow.
Did she say her name?
She did not say her
she
name.
She did not say her name. Oh my gosh. Love you. First of all, Eric Rivera, thank you for getting your Thea to call in.
oh.
That is incredible how the impact that teachers have on our lives. Like, if you tell me, think about your favorite teacher, like, I already know, boom, 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 these yep. three people mm-hmm. pop into my head. And I have experiences with teachers that just, you don't, when you're that young, you don't humanize your teacher. They're just this, like, hero. They're this person. Mm-hmm. You don't think mm-hmm. about, oh, they have their own life that they go home to mm-hmm. and they cook dinner. No, they're just this hero in front of you, filling a void
that you have. And that's so special for that first grade teacher. Danielle, your parents are teachers. Do they have any kind of story of like a student coming back to them being like, hey, you really did this for me? You know what I mean?
Oh, all the time. I mean, it's so fun because my mom is a pre-K 5 kindergarten teacher. And so, and that she works at a K through 12 school. And so there, she's always required to go to graduation, and she'll text me all the time, like, I've got some students graduating tonight, meaning students that she had when they were five years old are graduating high school.
Wow.
And so she's like, I can't wait to go see them. Aww. You know, Kevin's going to Pepperdine and Steve's going to SMU, you know, or whatever. And so like, she'll still keep tabs and they'll come and say hi. Cause for some of them, she's their first teacher.
Yeah.
So sweet.
And so it's so cute. And then my dad, he doesn't teach anymore. He's just like in a principal position, he was a coach for so many years. And so he'll have old players come up to him and be like, oh, hey, coach, good to see you. And, like, you know, he's had players go on to play college ball, play professional, go on to have different careers. He was just in North Carolina for a conference, and he met up with kids that he coached like in the 80s.
Whoa,
that's wild.
Real estate people. And he was like, yeah, I had, you know, I had lunch with their twins. And so he's like, I had lunch with the brothers, and you know, they're doing really good.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
cool.
It is wild and interesting. And then what's even crazier now is my brother is Coach Roach 2.0. And so now when we're out, sometimes kids will come up to him. And I'm like, well, that's trippy, because in my eyes, he's still in high school.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
For a student to remember a teacher in that way. Because, I mean, even just hearing this woman leave that precious voicemail about her, like, what an impact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That just made
me emo.
She's
got her job, and someone took a chance on her. And that's, in so many cases, that's all you need. Is just one person to be like, I see you.
And I'm so glad you're proud of yourself, because you should be, queen.
That's right, babe.
We're proud of you, too.
Wow.
Yes.
I have loved this conversation.
I have too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing your gratitude with us and your tips. Like, I'm so excited about your tips.
I wrote all of them down.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited to have my little hutch area with like all my go to, like, oh, stop by real quick and I'm gonna like do it up. And
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You can have me over and I'll just, you know what? We should do a little like a video on we can use for my channel or your channel or both.
Collab.
Little collab of like how to throw together a quick last minute little dinner party.
Happening.
How fun would that be?
Set on the calendar.
Because sometimes that's the best way to like, you know, I'm a visual learner.
Yep.
So I've got to have like so much of
it. I love this idea. I love this idea. We're gonna do it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And don't forget to share the word, spread the word, tell everybody about the Fungula podcast. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you for watching. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.